Can I tell her who's present and what we're doing?
Okay.
Gabe?
Yes. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Gabrielle is here, and Carrie, and Lil, and Raquel. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Okay. Has everybody had a chance to go over the minutes? And if so, does anybody want to?
I move for approval.
Okay.
Well,
I abstain. I was not at the meeting.
If you look at the budget portion, I just want to show you guys that I changed it around. And I did our fixed expenses on the side and broke down the press releases and the postage reimbursement for the Madden leads, because we budgeted $1,600 for that this year and we're at $2,300. So just that we keep that in mind when we're spending moving forward, to leave some room for that.
Okay.
And also did not leave on here the $23,000 for the brochure, the brochures, if we need to reorder them. So if you look, I put reserve for additional expenses, $25,000. I put that right above the balance left. So that's what that $25,000
is. The printing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that gives us wiggle room too for the postage reimbursement. Mm. So that I just put $25,000 on hold. So when we're spending, which brought us down to 147.
Okay.
So are we good?
Great.
We need a second, right?
Yep. Will moved. Do you have a second?
I wasn't here.
Well, I wasn't either, so.
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lorna.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. Okay, this is why we need you, Lorna.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on, review of accounts. We kind of just went over that.
We just approved the whole thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we're good. Okay. Consideration of tourism marketing grants. So we have two here, and the first on the agenda is Carolyn's.
Economic development.
Yes.
You can come to the table.
You may come to the table, Carolyn.
Okay.
So you were asking for how much?
$4,000. And I know it's probably a little bit different than most of the tourism events that you guys give small grant support for. So I just wanted to be available to, you know, share the schedule. The track record of our organization and just about this conference. We're just calling it the Ocean Observation Conference for now. We don't have a name for it yet, but we will. We have tentative dates of February 25th through 27th. And just to give a bare bones about the schedule, it'll be a Monday, Tuesday, and a Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
It is a business-to-business kind of a trade show type event or an economic development type of event. On Monday night, there's a welcome reception. And then on Tuesday, it gets started at like 8 in the morning.
Okay.
So we will have people, whoever's attending from out of town, they will have to be there the night before. And then from 8 until 5, we have a full schedule of presentations and events, you know, at our location. And then there's going to be just a little bit of a happy hour type reception. And the following day, and that's all day Tuesday. So the next day, Wednesday, is a day of tours. So it would be optional for people, but if they did stay for the Wednesday tours, it would be a half a day of tours from 8:30 to 11, and it would be at Hatfield and at one of the NOAA vessels. So we'd give tours and then switch over, and then they could tour the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
We would expect, we're shooting for like 100 people, participants overall. That would include all the presenters, and then we would expect, you know, maybe half to 75% coming from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a little bit of a risk event. It is the first event time we're doing it, so it's a little bit speculative. I can report that I'm doing an event that I broke away from today, which is going on right now at the college, called Take Your Business Global. And we have a headcount of 23, which for something that's this specific, we were really happy to get a headcount of 23. And out of this event, all of the presenters came from out of town, and then about half the audience. So, you know, if we can just sort of take that kind of a model and build it out to maybe more like 100 people for something that we would really target market for.
What's your marketing plan for the $4,000? You didn't include where specifically outside of the Newport area that you're going to be spending these dollars.
Where we're thinking of spending them would be mostly in the valley. So it would be Portland to Corvallis, those population centers. But we would also be marketing some specific ways to kind of like the scientific community through the academic departments at the major universities here. And then we will also include University of Washington, which is one of the ocean observation institutions. And then and we're trying to connect, of course, the scientist with the company that provides and supports their needs. So we would be also targeting scientific companies through their own trade associations, trade magazines, and communication outlets. And I don't, you know, I don't have a specific list of the outlets.
2013 or 2014?
We are talking about 2013.
Okay. Just so that's in a couple months.
Your promotional activities, you said, are $3,000, but you're requesting $4,000.
Yeah.
And
right.
So I was just trying to see where the $4,000 went specifically.
Well, the only way I can be specific is the kind of like the legwork that it takes to not just to produce something like this, but to, you know, it would be either me or somebody that I would hire and pay them for a certain number of hours to deal with these things.
Yeah, that's something that we never allow.
Yeah,
and we can't allow.
Okay.
It's not for staff time, it's for marketing only.
Okay. Well, we can just bring it down to 3,000 then. Like I say, this is the first time I've approached this particular group with a request, so.
Okay, so we'll make it. Okay, so you're requesting 3,000.
So maybe
that's pretty.
Would it be possible for you to maybe, since there is time, to come back to the committee with a better marketing plan outlined specifically, so we know dollar for dollar where the money is going
like
to go?
Like, what are the communication companies that it goes to, and that kind of thing?
Media companies.
Yeah, where you're going to target.
Okay.
Target.
Yeah, what we'll want to see is if you're placing it in publications, what you're placing, when you're placing it, how much it's going to cost, and just any specific marketing, because this is pretty vague for us to really make a decision on, I think.
Okay.
Because we may have supported one other conference, but for only 100 attendees, if you do the room nights and you do the room night math and how much revenue would be generated in room tax, it's probably not going to be $3,000. So this is a little bit of a stretch.
Okay. Well, you know, any partial support of our marketing would be welcome. You know, I could put together our best hoped for. And then, you know, you guys can react to it.
That's
and
exactly
I'd be happy to do that.
Well, we need more information and we need more of the members here to discuss it too.
Like
we need to have the information.
Specifically for this, I think we need more specific plans for your marketing.
Okay.
And then we'd be able to make a better decision from that. Is that right?
And helpful is to know about how many people you expect to attend. You know, how many room nights you expect to generate from it.
Where are you going to target outside of Lincoln County?
Okay. Like I say, it's going to be a little bit of a guesswork as far as when of the all who come, we'll probably be able to estimate how many stayed overnight, but our full attendance is just going to be a little bit of a guesswork. But we have done enough events at this point, not of this particular event, but similar to where we might be able to give a good estimate anyway.
Okay, cool.
All right, so just communicate, I believe our next meeting, if we have a meeting in December.
Would be in a month approximately.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be the second Tuesday, so it would be the 13th, so if you could have that stuff back to you by December 5th.
By December 5th. Well, why don't I show it to you, Nicole, and if it's incomplete, just tell me, and I'll then I'll complete it and give it to you.
Yep,
that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do feel we'll get 100. I might be being kind of, you know, conservative to say only 100, so I'll talk to my colleagues and see.
All right.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. All right. So we'll see it next month then.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks,
so,
Caroline.
Thank you, Caroline. Parks and Recreation mountain bike race.
Let me guess who's here for that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That'd be you. Mm-hmm.
I'll try not to knock long off the desk here.
I probably climbed under that thing.
Liam, were you able to get that in?
Thank you.
Were you able to get that list together that I requested for you to bring to the committee?
You know, I did, and I left it on my computer.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you can't do it?
Well, I love the poster. It's awesome.
Didn't Burke Place?
That was, I think this is last year's poster.
Yeah. Or
maybe Burke Place in this one?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we had a lot of locals that came out and did it. A lot more people from out of town, though, so that was the biggie.
That's what we want to hear.
Exactly.
We're talking about this. Okay, so you're requesting $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how many people from out of town do you expect?
Well, I listed 1,000 on here. I think that's how many people we could ultimately get. Now, I don't even think a lot of those are going to be coming to participate in the race so much. One of the things we've asked for is we went last year up to Pedal Nation, which is a huge bike expo in Portland, and we went and promoted everything cycling in Newport and kind of Newport in general. And we actually got a lot of feedback at the booth that was people saying, well, I'm not really a mountain bike racer, but I really want to come and ride the Bay Road, and we told them about all this stuff they can do. So I think through the marketing of the race, we're going to create some year-round cycle tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we probably saw quite a bit of that last year after the race.
Cool.
We were hoping that this year the Pedal Nation people were really excited about having us come back because there's nobody else on the coast that's there. And I had shared with Lorna that we're Newport people. We are more than happy to like promote all things Newport. I mean, we have we had several hotels that were sponsors of our event last year. So, but I mean, not just them having their brochures, but like everybody, it's a big bonus for us that it's Loyalty Days weekend. Our mm-hmm. race is the same weekend as Loyalty Days. Mm-hmm. So we really promote, like, bring the family, come mm-hmm. for the weekend. We have
right.
a parade, we have a carnival. And a lot of people were like, wow, that was so awesome.
Yeah.
And
we saw a ton of that last year. We had that, the day before the race, we had our packet pickup mm-hmm. at Bike Newport.
And we do a big party as okay. well, because the race is Sunday. Logistically, because of the parade on Saturday and Tom Swinford does the run and the police are so tied up, we can't have it on Saturday. We
okay.
prefer to, but we can't because of Loyalty Days. And we are tied into the Biking Association gives dates as to races because we don't want to butt up against other race dates,
right.
you know, to make sure we get more people. So having a May race, it's a very early race for the mountain bike season, and so people are excited about getting out and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And having it on Sunday, what we did was we hosted a big party that was sponsored by the Rogue at our bike shop on Saturday,
And so we got a lot of people. I mean, that was super well attended. It was packed. And that gets people to come the day before. And we also say, hey, the parade's at noon. So that way, hopefully, they're coming on Friday. So we can get two nights of them staying in Newport. Mm.
Well, one thing I noticed is that at the Chamber, that we have people that have stayed actually three nights and even some four from that event. And it wasn't just one or two. It was several, at least a dozen or more people that were extending their stay and staying Sunday as well. So you had a Friday through Monday stay. And then the feedback on that was great. And we produced a video and put it on our website. One of the guys that was in the race contacted us and wanted to do a video of the race, and it's phenomenal, and it's a great marketing piece, and I'm using it internationally as well as on our website. So this is one of those events that has potential for huge growth, but already this year, just the first year, I think it really was a signature event for this area.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
I think a lot of times people that do this kind of stuff also have a little extra money to spend because their bikes are expensive. Mm-hmm. So they're willing to spend some extra nights here and eat out and all that, which is great. And that's what we want.
Well, I make a motion.
Okay.
That we approve. What is it?
A second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. For the 2000.
$2,000. Yeah. Thank you.
It'll go to council.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Liam, if you want to go to the council on the 19th.
You can take it.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Laura.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right. Discussion item. We have to discuss this outdoor advertising plan. So there was a...
Can you hear Gabe, Lorna?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay.
So there was a bit of a conflict a few weeks ago. I was not here, so I don't know the entire story. But we need to kind of figure out as a committee how to handle the situation if it were to arise again in the future. Because I think what happened was a little unprofessional on our part, possibly, and there was some miscommunication and sort of what I got from it, not sure exactly. So,
well, what
maybe
I
you could
somebody.
Well, what my my thing is because with some of the billboards, we have locations that are not unique in unto themselves, and so we may have two billboards in one location, and or two billboards on a 5-mile stretch of highway.
Right.
And so what we need to do is we need to come up with a better way, because we would have to go out to bid for items that are not unique, and most of the time we're dealing with unique items, so it's okay that we have this one proposal and we move to go forward on it. The billboards are not unique, and so there's several companies out there, including CBS Outdoor, Meadow, Lamar, I think there's one other, but we need to give them all the opportunity to bid on a certain location. So what we need to do is we need to come up with a plan, whether we identify certain locations we want to do billboards, and then go out to bid, whether we do that once a year, whether we do that twice a year, whether we do that quarterly. But that way, everyone is coming in with their bids, and the bid is what it is. So we need to come up with...
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion? A few years ago, probably 4 years ago or so, what we would do is if we had a presentation of a billboard opportunity, then we would, whether the location was unique or not unique, we would go out for an RFQ, and it was just a matter of two additional phone calls to the, two other predominant companies to see if they had that location and what their price would be on it. And so it wasn't a formal RFP bid process, but it was an RFQ, which satisfied ordinances.
My only concern is if we do that RFQ, that the materials will have been become public record at that point. And so there can be some, they can check into that before they give us a quote and come back with another bid, which I just find that some of the fairness in that is taken out of the RFP process. So I mean, if we just go out for a total request for billboards for, you know, even if it's every 3 months or whatever, that we can get all the proposals at once. And then the committee's not dealing with billboards every meeting as well. They're only dealing with them once a quarter. Mm-hmm. So
that's just that idea, because I do find it overwhelming. Because billboards do last a certain amount of length. We usually have them going for a quarter or, you know, a couple of months or three months
or
at
six
least.
Months a year.
So, I mean, that might be a good, mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. Every quarter?
Yeah. So every quarter.
At the beginning of every quarter.
At the beginning of every quarter, we'll just accept.
The first meeting of that quarter.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I will put the timeline out there so that the companies know when they can submit and when we'll be accepting those bids and when they need to be in by.
Sure. Sounds perfect.
Okay. Yeah, so it'd be like April.
I'll go look at the calendar. Because I'll have to figure out the dates I need them by for the packets.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, so do we... What's that, Lorna?
Oh, I was just saying yes, because it takes, you know, the turnaround time on approval is... We approve it, but then it doesn't go to council until the first meeting of the next month, and then with production time. Mm-hmm. So it's always 6 weeks in advance or 6 weeks after Destination Newport even sees it before the billboard goes up. So we have to consider the timing, especially if we're going dark in November and December, and we want to consider rolling anything out in March, then it has to be available for the January meeting. So timing is going to be crucial on those.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it should be in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Of the previous quarter.
Okay. Nicole's going to figure out what that magic date is, or dates.
And I'll just I'll put the dates online, but I'll just include them so you guys can see them in the next packet.
Okay. So do we need to make a motion on this decision, or?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is good.
So then it kind of leads into the next... the next couple of agenda items, because the next two agenda items are from CBS and from Meadow.
Okay.
So now we kind of have to make a decision whether you guys want to consider these today or if you want to wait until the next quarter to consider the proposals. That's going to be strictly a committee decision.
Well, we usually do go dark for November and December, so and we have a lot of billboards out there right now.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if someone had the information just in the top of their head, or could look back in my notes, but what do we have going on right now?
Right, it's included in your packet.
Okay, thank you. Oh, right here, right there.
I think
you're so organized.
And then we have one going up for the year at Grand Ronde.
Okay.
Within the next few days.
Okay, and that's those are these ones of the bridge and beach. Okay. All right, so with that in mind, then we can just say that for this particular case, we're not doing any more advertising at this time on billboards until we have the
January.
Until January. Because we have a lot of billboards up. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So pretty much we'll consider these at the next meeting for January.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that how you would see it working, Lorna? We would consider them at the December meeting for January quarter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so, too, because that could potentially give us a boost. I know sometimes we do something with seafood and wine in January and February, and it's helpful. So I would say that would be a good
Okay. So do we need a motion on that, or...?
Just move to pass.
Okay. So we will look at these in January.
Okay, that's fine, because that's just what, you know, from last time, the changes that the committee.
But we do need to talk about Lee's, because we did ask her for the revision on the poster campaign at the last.
Which is what the agreement is, and then you had the report of all the pictures. And those are the boards that are currently up. That's the rotating billboard program.
I put them in here.
They were in the packet.
Okay, here they are.
And this is a little bit different than a billboard location, like the two on Grand Ronde. because you're actually buying a percentage of the market in both Eugene, Springfield, and Albany, Corvallis. Mm-hmm. So it's a different product than a location specific. So you're buying the market share and the coverage of that. And we kind of went over that a little bit last time, and you didn't want to go into the fiscal year of 2013, because that's when the proposal I had done was just do the same thing that you guys had done in 2012.
So if we wait to consider these till the next meeting as part of the overall billboard buy, are we still going to be okay on the time frame for February? Because that's when we were going to start, right? Was in February.
You were going to start in February.
When does our last poster campaign end?
It just ended. You're still up right now. Okay. But your last posting just ended. The only thing in February is we have you starting in the beginning of February.
Yeah.
So if you guys meet the second Tuesday, and then the committee meeting, you guys won't be posting in the beginning of February like you had in the past. And that was also my concern with this agreement, because it had ended, I think, the first week in July. And so mm-hmm. by the turnaround time, you might go blank because you don't have your budget set or your committee time to approve the campaign, you know, even another four-week campaign to cover in July. Because that's kind of what you had done was February, in the end, February through November. And you had gone from 75 showings to 100 showings, and then back down to a 75. And that's what I had originally presented. But we didn't want to roll over into your fiscal year.
Yeah.
So that's what I had presented this time, because that's what they had wanted for me to come back, because it was over that. So the inventory would be there, but the timing for the artwork.
So, but if they had their meeting at the beginning of December, whatever date I said that was, the
13th,
they could potentially go on to the one meeting, the council meeting on the 17th.
And you would have
time.
And
we would know by then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But like I said, I presented the program that you guys have done in the past, and mm-hmm. I believe that how you guys have felt it to be successful. And I know that, you know, when I'm talking about the poster program in Eugene, they're like, oh, the city of Newport, and then, you know, and so a lot of people are knowing that, you know, you guys are doing that. So I think it is, and it is different than the bulletin program that we also have and other companies have as well.
Okay.
So, any questions? I don't know. And so that's the last report of all the locations that are currently running. And so as you can see, over the course of that campaign that I presented, you guys are going to have 92 billboards.
92.
And you're going to be all catching the local traffic of Albany, Corvallis, Eugene, Springfield, plus all the visitors. Okay. So it's a really, I feel, good program.
That's the poster program.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to write that down. Poster program.
And they run through mid-November. They run through
July.
Mid-July. And the only other change is we're going to an 8-week posting cycle, which will save you money on production, because normally we have to produce every 4 weeks. But, so I think that's a good program as well. And I would be happy to come back next month and talk all over again.
You should just join our committee.
I was going to say, what would a meeting be without you, me? all right, so any other discussion on that? Questions, concerns? Do you have anything, Lorna?
No, I just think looking at in December would be good, because it'll help us decide. I know last year, I don't believe that we started until actually March. We didn't start in February, but I know at the last meeting that we had talked about potentially starting in February
mm-hmm.
and running through that cycle. So,
okay.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
I do have one thing. We did send out, or Nicole sent out, three emails with art for the upcoming Grand Round one, and
yes.
I really need to know today.
Yes.
Which one of the three?
Yeah, I guess
they're sitting on the table here.
I responded, and I think Raquel did, and we have them right here, so we're going to make a decision. Which one do you like?
Any one of them.
Just get it done.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
That was a computer.
Okay.
Granted.
This one? That was my second
choice. I like the yellow one. I like that one.
That was my second choice.
It's warm for winter.
It's warm, yeah.
Sunset.
Yeah.
So that's my opinion.
That would be good looking.
Okay, so the group's decision. All right, Lorna, it's I'll email you which one it is. So, or do you want me just to email Jeremy?
Which one is it?
It's the like Sunset Bridge one. Not the sunset one. The
golden one. The golden one, yeah. Bridge.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm looking at
sunrise or sunset.
It has to be sunset, Paul, because the sun doesn't rise in the west.
Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe it is.
The person that normally has the most comments on these types of things is not here.
Okay,
today,
number three.
So.
Yeah.
Right. The gold one.
I've got this, and I'm going to forward it right now to Jeremy and say this is the one.
Perfect.
This is the one.
Okay. Thank you, Lorna.
I'll make sure he's got I already sent him the link, but I'll make sure he has it.
Okay.
Again.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. No problem.
Great. That's done. What is Go Oregon? What is that?
That's the one that he submits something every time.
This?
Yes.
Okay.
The same thing every time.
I had this advertiser call, and he's been leaving my information on his website, even though I haven't been paying for it. But he wants to know if I want to re-up this year.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I already like what the price you're giving me before, which is free.
Free.
Why would I pay for something that you're already giving me
for free?
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of that.
I'm just gonna pass on this.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
I already put my check mark on.
All right. Well, let's see. Is there any other...
Brad?
Oh, did you want to present?
Well, I didn't want to speak until I was asked.
I'm sorry. Because you're from this.
I'm from Meadow, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No, you're fine. I didn't want to speak out because you're going to do this in December.
Yes.
But can I have 3 minutes?
Yes.
Matt, thank you.
I apologize.
No, you're fine. I'm on a board. I know how it goes. I'm Brad with Meadow Outdoor Advertising. I brought a couple color copies, too, of what you already have in your packet. I wasn't sure if it was color or not. And just wanted to bring some information. You know, what we have as inventory is different. There you go. From what you're seeing with CBS as far as posters right now, ours are all bulletins. And what I put together was just looking at the corridors of targeting that traffic, the tourist traffic and the heavy roadways going in to Eugene, Springfield, Corvallis, and those areas. I put some boards together, and some of these start in January, maybe February, even May. We work about 2 to 3 months out. We sell typically annual agreements, and when they're gone, they're gone. It's sort of a, you know, if you can get it, you can get it. What I just want to put on today was looking at these opportunities as you know where your boards are going to be. It's sort of the Grand Ron situation where you drive by it, you know where that board's going to be. I put together the Albany Corvallis Highway 34, an I-5 opportunity for those folks coming into Eugene, and then some great directionals in Springfield and then also Eugene. And all I would like to say is, you know, we don't charge production on an annual agreement. We do go annual. I know you're typically up 3-4 months and then go down. But if you look at, I would just ask that you look at the budget number and for what you can get for the other 8 months of the year, maybe what you're paying for the 3-4 months now, and have continuous advertising all year long, grabbing those folks as they drive by, just as a consideration.
Okay, so you are yearly.
Yes, we do annuals.
And then no
production.
Production, okay.
No, we provide the vinyl, we provide the installation, we do the artwork, all no charge. And again, these were just some high impact corridors going into those cities that I just wanted to present today. And look at opportunities to capture that traffic the other 8 months of the year as well, because I'm sure you want your hotels filled, you know, even out of the season. That is your typical summer season.
Okay.
And happy to answer any questions.
Okay, great.
You touched on availability, right? These will be available coming when?
They're marked on each sheet. You'll see the avail dates down there. Summer January, summer February, summer May. But we'll accept, you know, agreements now for May. We pre-sell.
So I'll include these same ones that you sent me again in when we do the consideration next month. If you have something different you want to add, you can just.
Oh, you know what? There was one. Sorry, at the end of that packet that's sold. Already, it's.
Well, why don't you just re-email me
what's available?
What's available for the next packet?
Right here. Yeah, it was the one on the 105 is actually sold now.
That's the one we wanted.
I know.
Which one?
I figured as much. Number 10122. Springfield 10122. Okay. And that's the thing about, you know, coming in December, getting it on that. These could be sold by then, just, you know, first come, first serve kind of thing.
Right.
But we appreciate your past business and hope to earn it again.
And I just want to add one thing. We had some, we had not canceled our billboard in time out of the Grand Ronde Meadow location this past month because we missed a meeting in September that threw us out of sequence. And so we were looking at having to pay for two additional months even though the billboard was up. And Brad negotiated with his managers to let that go.
So
we were pretty
fortunate
with that.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have anything,
Orna? No, I just, you know, just they all look like really good locations that Brad has presented. And I think it's something because we've been going heavy in the Eugene and Springfield area that that's a place that we may want to maintain presence. Corvallis and Albany are great, but we do get a lot of day trippers from that. But the Eugene and Springfield market put the heads in the beds, I think.
Okay, yeah, good point. Well, we miss you.
Miss you too. I just got to Germany. I don't know where the heck I am right now.
What time is it?
Quarter till 12.
At night?
Uh-huh.
Are you in your jammies?
No.
No,
I haven't
no.
had dinner yet.
You haven't had dinner and it's midnight?
Yeah, we were on a plane.
Nice.
For a while, so, yeah.
Okay. All right, girl, I think we're going to let you go. Go have some dinner, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Thank you
Bye.
So much.
Hey, thanks for being there. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, so is there any other going on?
I just do have a question, because I did present some locations last time at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the bulletin locations? So that we had gone over. And I can resubmit those. And I mean,
yes.
Since you already had all the prices and everything, because all the prices I had already given you.
Okay. If you want to resubmit, you can why don't you send me the stuff that you have that you want in the next packet? So I have everything in one place.
And I will do that. Yeah. And it will be the same rates that I
you
know we talked about last time.
Yeah.
So I just because you know I did get the packet this time.
Yeah.
So the rates would be the same as I presented last time. And no decisions were made on those boards last time. So
Okay.
Set the ground.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Any other out there? Other? Okay. Regular? nobody has anything exciting about what they're doing in their lives?
We are going to be coming up for reappointments of the seats on the committee. So
by the end of December, right?
Yes. I will need a decision from everyone on their reappointments. And you can email me or just let me know, but I will be calling you.
Yeah, don't say no because you have said no for the last 3 or 4 years, but you just said.
I know.
I'm enticed by the wine that we promised that we never get her.
I've never seen it.
Well, let's go ahead and adjourn, and just let me know either via email or I'll be calling you and stalking you, Gabe.
What have I?
All right.
Okay, sounds good. All right.